Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Patrick Marley's back on the phone line, Steve, the state capitol reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's joined us the last couple of days. Patrick, thanks for being on us. Day three, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, but I'm confused now. Did they or did they not allow people to yet file their absentee ballots now that we're after the election?
You can no longer vote absentee. So you were allowed to vote absentee up until election day. It had to be back in the hands of a clerk by election day or postmarked by election day. So ballots will continue to trickle in here over the next few days. If they're received by Monday, they will be counted, but they have to have a postmark on them of Tuesday or earlier.
Yeah, okay, but that's what I thought. I was getting texts from listeners saying, no, they extended it. You can vote absentee until the 14th or 17th or something like that. Maybe
But you could have, I think, until the day of the court threw it out at the day of the election, right, or the day before?
The day before the election. So that's right. There is a lot of confusion, and people are excused for being confused because all the rules kept changing at the last minute.
Wow.
There was a court order late the week before the election that said ballots could be received up until the 13th, and it didn't matter when they were cast. And the reason the judge made that decision was that tens of thousands of people aren't going to get their absentee ballots until today or later, so after the election. That was clear early on that there were some kinds of delays, and that although people had requested their absentee ballots on time, they wouldn't actually arrive in their hands. That got up to the U.S. Supreme Court very quickly, and the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, they have to be postmarked by the election day to be counted.
It's a conservative court, and that favored the Republicans maybe in Wisconsin. What does it seem that way? Was that a sort of, I don't want to say politically motivated, but did it fall along conservative lines then? Is that the way you're reading that decision?
Well certainly. I mean, it was a 5-4 decision by the Supreme Court along sort of the typical ideological lines, and it was Republicans that, Republicans in the legislature and the Republican National Committee who pursued that appeal to get it before the Supreme Court to limit the absentee voting. So clearly they view it as advantageous to them, and likewise the Democrats view it as advantageous if it had been extended. The actual effects of that we don't know. I mean, we had an election yesterday, but the results won't be known until the 13th. We can't even get a handle on how many people statewide turned out yesterday because the reporting is so different than it normally is. So, you know, in terms of who's up or who's down from a political standpoint, we really won't know until the 13th.
Patrick Marley's on the line, state capitol reporter, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
So do you think you're making the people of Iowa feel better about themselves?
You know, I grew up in Iowa, but yeah, we have surpassed them now. They were obviously mocked for the way they handled their caucus results. They were able to do it in 3 days. We're going to need a week to do it.
Well, you guys have an explanation. They had nothing but themselves. They didn't have a virus to contend with.
That is true.
And I presume then you don't have an answer to this question. I wonder how many people are or are going to be excluded from the vote then, either because they tried to get a ballot in time and didn't, or they couldn't go expose themselves medically, or maybe they've got a ballot but they couldn't get it postmarked in time, that sort of thing.
Right. And then there's also a class of people who I think are going to have returned their ballot yesterday or earlier, and there will just be no postmark on it. You know, a lot of times if it's metered mail, they just don't postmark it. So somebody might have dropped it in the mailbox yesterday, but it doesn't get picked up by the mail carrier until today. And so the voter will have done everything they should have done, and still they run the risk that their vote won't be counted. We're trying to, you know, obviously we don't know those numbers yet, and we don't even know if the state will be tracking those numbers, but that's something that's of intense interest to us, of how many people did their level best and still didn't get their vote to be counted.
So the poster child for this is Robin Voss, who is the House legislative leader, right?
That's right. He's the assembly. So the House here is called the Assembly. He's the Speaker of the Assembly.
Speaker of the Assembly. And the soundbite of him fully decked out in hazmat gear. I mean, it's more than PPEs. He's got gloves and masks and a scarf, and he's got a surgical gown on. You can't see a lick of him. And the video that's going around, this is the short clip, right, Ashley, is him saying this.
You are incredibly safe to go out.
You are incredibly safe to go out. Well, not everybody has all of that stuff, Jack. But I believe the reason he was wearing all that stuff was that he was more than just voting. He was interacting with people. And so he was taking every precaution necessary. But the optics on that are beyond bad. It's sending out the exact opposite message that he was trying to convey.
Yeah, it's a problem for him, because that's a message that Republicans have been delivering for a couple of weeks now, that voting can be safe, clerks are doing everything they can. And it is true that many precautions were taken, as you can see if you just take a look at what he looks like. That went further than some other polling places I saw, but it was very common to see poll workers in face masks, sometimes in face shields with rubber gloves on.
Yeah.
Plexiglass up, all kinds of things being taken, lines with people 6 feet apart from one another. But the message he's delivering is, hey, everything's fine, it's safe, is not sort of in, you know, there's a little conflict there with the way that he's dressed, and he's being mocked pretty heavily on Twitter and across the internet for that contrasting message.
Editorially, what is your paper saying about how it went down yesterday?
So our paper normally does not run editorials. It's for in recent years just stopped running an opinion page, but it has taken a stance. Again, that's separate from what I do as a news reporter, but they were very strongly for delaying the election. I called for it to be postponed. They're very critical of the Republicans in the legislature who would not halt the election.
How would you characterize the paper or the state? Is it went for the president last time, but Milwaukee's a big city. What's the bent of your paper or area?
I'm based in Madison because I cover state government. So I was at polling places in Madison yesterday. Those obviously, you know, Madison's sort of the Berkeley of the Midwest, right? It's a very liberal place. So the voters I talked to were very critical of the Republicans for letting the letting the election go forward. But, you know, suburban Milwaukee is a very conservative place. Wisconsin as a whole is quite purple. You know, we were on the razor's edge in the 2016 presidential election. Trump won by just a hair, and it will likely be that way in 2020, that, you know, the presidential election will be exceedingly close here.
That's not why I called you, but just on that for a moment, really, despite all of the president or maybe...
Well...
The president is not having his best moments right now, says me, and I would think that in general this would be hurting him. I know that 2 weeks ago his approval rating of his handling of the virus was 60%. I saw this morning the numbers are much lower. Now 80% of Republicans think he's doing a good job, but his overall approval rating and his coronavirus approval ratings are back below 50%. Do you have any insight for me on your state on this?
So I should, I guess, back off a little bit from what I said a moment ago. Prior to the pandemic, everything appeared that Wisconsin would again be at the center of the storm, of, you know, the political storm, in terms of we were going to be the top tier state that everybody's watching because we're this tipping point and we're so close. And now that we're in the midst of this pandemic, I think that political predictions should be thrown out the door more than ever. His attitudes toward him could change very greatly. You know, we've got this pandemic. We could be hitting an economic situation that makes what happened in 2008 look like a blip. And so when you have that happening, all political dynamics change. So, you know, we could have, a very lopsided election either way in 2020. I think it's just way too soon to know what the partisan effect of that is going to be.
Yeah. Well, there does seem to be an immovable number of people that will always be there for him. It's that middle ground that's in play, and it'll be interesting to see how this comes down. If, say, chloroquine turns out to be a miracle drug, then maybe the president benefits from that. Not that he invented this stuff, but he's certainly been promoting it, and I could see somehow that benefiting him. If the economy begins to rebound by November, I could see him actually saying, I'm leading the forces. Wartime presidents always do well, even if you feel like the general wasn't prepared for the battle. Incidentally, I thought it was most interesting yesterday. The president, there was an interesting piece in the Washington Post a couple weeks ago, and it was an op-ed, and they said we need a quarterback, not a cheerleader. The president literally said yesterday, I'm a cheerleader. My job is the cheerleader. I don't want to give people bad news. And clearly, that's his forte. It's why he was so successful on TV. He's good at spin. He's good at selling you something. But right now, what we need is the science and the truth. And we'll see how all of that plays out. I didn't call you to say all of that, Patrick. Anything else you want to pass along about the elections in Milwaukee? What's the next chapter in this going to be in Wisconsin?
Well, obviously, the next one of the next chapters is who won the election, right? We had an important Supreme Court. We had the Milwaukee mayor, Milwaukee County Executive. None of that will be known until the 13th. So that's an important piece. Then I think, what happened with all these absentee ballots, really how many people weren't able to get an absentee ballot. Milwaukee and Green Bay seem to have just terrible problems with the polls. Other places, relatively had smooth practices. Why were those places as bad as they are? That's what we're trying to track down today to explain a little bit why Milwaukee was, had these 3-hour lines, even though they had a relatively small number of voters turning out.
State Capitol reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is Patrick Marley. It's been a pleasure visiting with you, Patrick. If you don't mind, I guess I need to call you again in a few days, maybe a week. We'll see how this thing goes, okay?
Happy to talk anytime.